Welcome back to the All Figured Out podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Barr. I was all geared up to record a solo episode this week. I was planning and researching when I actually looked at the calendar to find the date of when the episode would be live, and I couldn't believe that we were almost into October, and my former corporate self immediately thought, holy smokes, Q4. The final push of the year. So I actually dropped everything. I pivoted my podcast plan. And what we're actually going to be doing over the next 3 weeks is I'm going to be guiding you into a very intentional, very goal-oriented, very action-oriented final 3 months of the year. Now, I don't want you to mistake the words of goals and action as being synonymous with hard or adding to your already busy plate as a parent. No, we're going to be working smart and not hard. So what's in store for you? Why does this sound kind of familiar? Well, if you've been around for a bit, you will remember that at the start of this year, I actually ran a 3-week workshop series to help you set out on an intentional, goal-oriented, action-oriented year ahead. And if you joined that workshop series back in January, that's amazing. This is going to be a great time to check in on your goals and accomplishments and actually recalibrate your plan. But if you're just hearing about this for the first time, that's also great because I'm going to be playing the audio portion of those 3 workshops for you here on the podcast over the next 3 weeks. They went over really well, not to toot my own horn, but I got really great feedback from the participants who joined either live or in the recordings, and I wanted to be playing those for you here so that you can be reinvigorated as you move into Q4. So what you will get out of this workshop series is a very clear set of intentions for the next 3 months. So what are the intentions that you want to have moving forward in life, in work, with your family? You will have very clearly articulated goals. So when people are like, oh, what are the goals you're working on right now? You will actually have an answer. And you will also have a very smart, easy plan of attack for how to accomplish those goals. I have a super special secret way of goal setting and action planning that's not that hard, but it works really well. So you'll want to listen to all 3 episodes to figure out my hack for easily creating and crushing your goals. Because this was originally recorded back at the start of the new year, you're going to hear me use words like for the next 12 months, but you're welcome to follow that guidance if you like, or you can set out to just use a 3-month time frame. The choice is yours. Before we jump in, be sure to head to the show notes and download my completely free 8-page action planning workbook, which is going to help you keep track of your thoughts over the next 3 weeks. What's great about that is you can listen to the episode and you can kind of do these exercises maybe while you're driving or doing dishes or cooking or whatever, and then go into this workbook, download it, print it out, do whatever you want to do with it. And then you can actually write your answers and your thoughts into this workbook. And you'll see what I mean when we get into it. It also comes with printable weekly and monthly planner calendar pages, which are very pretty. So you can print those out and keep your family or yourself in check. It's just a great workbook overall, and it's one that you can print and use over and over and over again. And once you kind of build this muscle of how to really set easy, great, action-oriented goals, you will be laughing. You'll be crushing goals from here on out. So I will let my past pregnant self take it away and guide you into an amazing Q4. Have fun. You're listening to the All Figured Out podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Barr. As a career coach for parents, a mom, an entrepreneur, and someone who spent 10 plus years in the corporate world, I still don't have it all figured out. And maybe you don't either. In this podcast, I'll share tools and strategies that I use with my clients. And in the many areas where I don't have things figured out, I'll be bringing you some amazing guest experts to help us fill in the gaps. So tune in each week as we explore how to make career and life decisions that truly work for you, your family, and your big goals. Let's make moves. Welcome to my exciting workshop series, which is career and life planning for parents. And I created this because as the new year was coming up, started realizing that there's, you know, so much stuff out there about goal setting and like tackle your goals and all of that sort of thing. And I realized that there's kind of a gap in supporting parents specifically in this work and really taking into consideration what a parenting journey looks like and what goals and what career journeys and personal professional goals look like in that space. So in the series, my goal is to really help you to find more clarity, more calm, and specifically for this population here of parents, controlled chaos. We know that chaos is going to happen in parenting, and let's just try to put a lid on that and try to control it the best we can for the next 12 months ahead. So just an overview of where we're going to be going over the next 3 weeks. We're going to basically be breaking this down into three sections. So we're going to set intentions, we're going to set goals, and we're going to create action. And so you're going to be investing only 90 minutes. And my hope is that after setting intentions, setting your goal, and creating an action plan, you don't have to do any homework and you can just get into actioning your action plan. So it's kind of like when you're in school and the teacher lets you do that homework at the very end of class, so you don't have to do homework late at night. That is my goal. I want you to spend 30 minutes each week for the next 3 weeks in this session, being as present as you possibly can. So today we're going to be setting intentions. And what I mean by that is getting really, really clear on the intentions that you might have for this year ahead. So for some people, you might have a word of the year, or you might want to create a word of the year or a set of words. And what the purpose of this is to create a really values aligned year and to give you a bit of an anchor. So we'll go into more about intentions and the purpose of this. But today the vibe is going to be calm and relaxed. And we're not going to get into like the hardcore goal setting quite yet. We're just going to be doing a bit of reflection. And I want you to set some really awesome intentions that can really ground these next 12 months for you. So in the other two sessions, we will then get into more action. So you're going to get into like goal setting and really getting specific about what are the goals that are going to absolutely move the needle for you to create really big personal and professional growth, however that looks for you. And then finally, in the end, you will be walking away with an action plan and a way to recalibrate those goals every couple of months so that you're not having to, you know, create these goals and then lose track of them. I'm going to give you a really simple plan to continue to come back to these goals to revisit so that you stay on track and you feel like, you know, when all else is going crazy in your life, that you've got this grounding presence of an action plan that you can come back to. So today, what we're going to do is we'll have you reflect on the last 12 months and how they've gone, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're going to start with why we start with intentions. So why is it that we start with intentions before we even get into goal setting? A lot of people will just jump right into creating big goals. And then finally, crafting the intentions itself and then commitments to your next steps. So what are the intentions that you want to have this year ahead? And then what are the commitments and the next steps that you want to take following that? So reflecting is a hard one. There's some people who naturally reflect all the time. Some of us actually live in that rearview mirror, so to speak, where we're constantly looking back and revisiting and replaying, you know, past events, whether they be really good, happy memories or things that have been challenging. And some of us will live life and move forward right away. You might be somewhere in the middle. You might be on one end or the other. One of those might be resonating with you. But regardless of who you are and what your preference is in that space, it's really important as we move through seasons or phases or whatever it is, changes in our life, that we just take a second to reflect. And I'm all about being practical, especially as a parent, especially when we just don't have all the time in the world to go on a 10-day meditation retreat and just like get really like internal and really think things through. Like, I'd like to be practical. So speaking to this population here, I know some of you who are on the call right now who are moms or dads, and we don't always have the time, and things like reflection can feel like this big grandiose thing, like this thing that you have to buy a course on. And it doesn't have to be like that. And so the purpose of reflecting is just to simply honor what have you learned and what do you want to bring forward based on those learnings. It's as simple as that. And so I'm going to give you this space here right now to just do a little bit of reflecting. So take a second, whatever you're doing, if you need to just get more comfortable, if you need to pick up a baby who's crying or whatever it is, get yourself sorted so that you can just answer these questions in the best way and easiest way possible for you. So I want you to think back on the last 12 months. So if you're listening to this live and it's the new year, thinking back on the year that's just passed, or hey, maybe you're in a new season or a new chapter, a new job, you're a new parent. And I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. So were there times in this season that's just passed where you felt disconnected or any sort of discomfort in your body? So what I mean by that is, was there any times where you just felt like things were a bit sticky or like things weren't flowing like you really wanted them to? When did you feel most alive? What were the activities you were doing? How did that feel? And to further that, what were the moments that gave you butterflies? So those feelings of not anxiety, but excitement, or like, ooh, wow, I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone, but this feels good. Again, what were you doing in those moments? What was happening for you? And how did it feel to have butterflies? How did it feel to maybe get out of your comfort zone? I love this next one. What were the situations where you really felt in awe, or like you were experiencing something really positive, maybe for the first time? Those moments that take your breath away, the ones that you want to bottle up in one of those, you know, sand containers, like the little glass jars that you fill with sand when you go on vacation as a kid. What are some of those experiences that you want to hold on to? What were the days where you felt so in the zone, so switched on, so in flow, like things were just going right? They were working, not just because the universe was making them happen for you or anything like that, but because you made them happen. What did that day look like? What did that moment look like? How did you get there? And finally, I want you to think back on this past season. When did you find yourself having some really good belly laughs? Like moments where nothing in particular was necessarily happening, nothing that pivotal, but you just felt pure joy and you were just laughing. What was the context of that? And so without judging the reflection that you just did, the answers that you came up with based on the questions that I just asked you, I want you to take the next 3 minutes and answer these questions that are kind of Mad Lib style. So you can finish the reflection that you just did if there's more things that you want to think about. But if you're ready to move on, I want you to answer these kind of three fill in the blanks. The first one being, these last 12 months were a time where I experienced fill in the blank. I learned that fill in the blank. And this could be a series of bullets that you write down. And finally, I'm excited to think more about blank over these next 12 months. What I hope you can see from that experience or that exercise is just how easy a reflection can be. We just spent probably, you know, 5 or so minutes having you reflect on this past year, this past season. And so this could be a habit that you get into when you're moving into a new season or new phase. And you can come back to this and you can just answer three questions like this. And what the purpose of this is before we get into our intentions, it's really thinking about, where have I come from? Honoring that, honoring where you've come from, and really thinking about what you want to bring forward. What were the amazing moments that you're like, I want to relive that every single year, every single season? What are the moments that you're like, okay, wow, that kind of sucked. And that was a learning experience. And I'm going to leave that in the past. And we've all got moments like that from this past year, I'm sure. So we're going to move into intentions now. Again, after reflecting, we then get to move forward and look forward. And this is the exciting part. And this is where we'll be spending majority of our time over the next 3 weeks, is looking forward and getting excited about where we're going. There's an analogy that I like to use. I definitely didn't create this, but having any sort of year or moving into a season without any sort of intention would be kind of like being in a boat. I want you to picture, you know, those, one of those kind of pontoony style boats that is going down a set of rapids, but you don't have a paddle. And so you see these boulders ahead, you see these waves, it's a little bit tumultuous, and you're like, wow, if only I just had a paddle or a way to kind of steer myself around this. I know that things in life, you know, to bring the analogy back to earth, I know that things in life pop up and that there's going to be boulders, there's going to be situations that arise, but I've got a toolkit or I've got a paddle to help me steer myself around. And that's the power of intentions. It's giving yourself that ability to kind of steer around the boulders. So it's not actually excavating the boulders from this river. It's giving yourself that paddle so you can kind of move around them. And so that is the purpose of an intention. It's something to come back to. It's kind of like if you've ever done any sort of values development work and knowing who you are and what you value in your life. When you're making decisions, it can make decisions so much easier if you just have that understanding and of what you value, whether it's your family, personal growth, adventure, development, that sort of thing. And that's the same thing for intentions. So as we're thinking about this year ahead, I'd love for you to really think about, what is the makeup of that paddle? What is it made of? And how can it help you in this next year ahead to steer your life in a direction that feels really good, really values aligned, and in a way that serves you to be able to create a year personally and professionally that you look back on and you're like, damn, that was a great year. So we're going to get into intentions. So that's a little bit about why we do intentions. I'm not going to harp on it too much, but there's incredible research. If you're interested, you know, send me a message. There's incredible research that's being done on the power of intentions and unlocking the human mind and how we can really create all that we desire by having intentions, by meditating, having mindfulness and that sort of thing. So while it might seem a little bit woo-woo to some people who aren't familiar with doing meditations or work like this, there's actually so much science behind it. And it's a really, really cool time to be in this space. So what we're going to do is actually move into a guided meditation. And it's going to just gonna be a couple minutes. It's going to be really quick. If you want a longer version of this meditation, I actually have it on my podcast, All Figured Out. It's a 7-minute meditation on there, and it'll be quite similar. So we're just going to do a shortened version of this today to help you get prepared so that you can create your intentions as we do a little bit of a debrief. So I'm going to have you start off with just taking a big breath in. All of us might be the first big breath that you're taking all day. So big inhale in. Whatever happened today, whatever will happen, just let it go. And so I'm going to walk you through a scene that I'd like you to paint for yourself. So get cozy. If it's comfortable for you in the situation you're in right now, close your eyes or lower your eyes. So I want you to picture it being 1 year from now, 1 year from today. And I'm having you do that reflection exercise that we just did. So you're reflecting on the year that has just passed, but this is 1 year in the future. When I say, okay, we're going to do a reflection exercise from this past year, you feel so excited because you just had an incredible year and you're really, really excited to relive it. I want you to relive the amazing experiences that you've just had. So again, it's 1 year from today. You're reliving this incredible year. I start by asking you about your family life. What fun, happy moments did you have? What were you doing? What were some of the day-to-day activities that you got up to as a family? And what were some of the bigger moments, the ones that felt really special? I then ask you about your career and what contributed to making your work feel so fulfilling. Like you're so incredibly in flow. The days just go by really fast. You love the work that you're doing, the people that you connect with. You feel like you're making a difference. What does that feel like? What does it look like? I then ask about your community, your family, your extended family, the groups that you're a part of. Who are the people that you're connected with that helped to contribute to this incredible year? And how did they contribute to this amazing year? How were you connected with these people? In what way were you connected? And what were you doing? I then ask about your health and your well-being. You just feel so incredibly nourished at the end of this year. You feel like the most healthy version of yourself. What does that feel like? What contributed to that? What were some of the activities or daily routines or rituals that you got up to that just helped you feel so nourished, so taken care of? And I just want you to sit with all these good feelings for a second. I want you to see those happy memories flashing by, the memories that have yet to come, but that I know you can create. And it's flashing by kind of like a flipbook. And you can just feel it at your core, your family life, your work life, your community, the healthiest version of yourself. So before doing anything else, again, I want you to now just take a few minutes and just jot down some of the themes of what you saw or felt. Maybe it was really, really vivid and you want to kind of write the story. Maybe there's some really glaring threads that went through. For example, were there some themes, you know, ease, peace, confidence? Maybe there's a sense of playfulness in everything that you just saw, or growth. Was there something about your physical space that was especially inspiring that contributed to making this an amazing year? So write down any words, draw pictures, whatever it is. I'll give you a couple seconds here to do that. So you can, of course, come back to this at any point. You can just bottle this all up, this feeling that you just created, this year that you just created ahead of you. And I want you to continue to reflect on what made that year that you just created so great. And as you're looking down at what you wrote or what you're thinking about right now, I want you to choose, you know, 1 to 3 words or statements that really sum up this incredible year. And I don't want you to be concerned with being a copywriter. The words themselves don't matter. The phrases themselves, the actual words, they truly don't matter. So for example, I did an exercise like this a few years back and I'll never forget it. It was such a vivid meditation. And I think it was about 20 minutes long. I remember sitting in my bathroom on the floor with a candle. It was super dark and it was lovely. And I never actually came up with a word for this vision that I created for myself. But every time I come back to it, still to this day, I just think about how I was standing. And I was just standing so tall and my body felt at ease. And so when I think back on that and the intention that I've brought forward still to this day, actually, is stand. I use the word standing tall. And for other people, that might be kind of strange. It's like something to do with posture. But for me, what that indicates is the sense of peace, the sense of strength. And so come up with something like that for yourself, whether it's 1 or 3, try to keep it to a minimum just so that you can actually remember these intentions for your year ahead. But what I want you to do is really think about this big picture and see what are some of those really common themes. Again, what are the themes that really go through your personal life, your work life, your community, venture, you know, all the different things that you'd hope to create in this next year? And what is that through line or those through lines that you can bring into this year ahead? And again, it's as simple as that. Those are your intentions. And it's such a beautiful place to start out and start getting into goal setting and action planning. You know, in yoga, we would say the yang. So this was kind of the yin. This is the internal reflection, the quiet, and getting into the yang. That's the fire. That's the drive. That's the moving forward. And I have a feeling that a lot of you out who are listening to this right now or watching this are those go-getters. We spend so much of our time in that space, but it's really important to kind of step back and really do this internal quiet work first before we get into that exciting stuff. So congratulations for doing this work. It's probably the hardest work that we'll do over the next three sessions. And now, very importantly, your commitments. So what are the intentions and how will you keep those intentions top of mind? Some people will like sticky notes and they'll write some sticky notes and put them somewhere, you know, on their mirror or on their computer or workspace or whatever it is. Other people might journal about this afterwards and write them down. That's something that I do. I actually keep my journal on Google Drive because I like to just type quickly. And so I will highlight my intentions for the year ahead. And to be honest, I have a bad memory and I'm a mom. And so sometimes I have to come back and be like, what were my intentions again? Especially in those hard moments. And so put them somewhere where you can come back to them. And when you're making decisions, when you're setting out big goals for yourself, when you're in a time of change or transition over this next year, like having a baby, growing your family, or making decisions about going back to work or returning to work or changing your job, whatever it is, can you come back to these intentions that you just set and just see how they play into the decisions that you'll be making? And secondly, what are you going to do to live out these intentions and make them a reality this year? And that's something that we will be tackling next week. So you don't have to answer that question right now. You can just start thinking about it. But next week, we are going to get into goal setting. So we are going to have you commit to needle moving goals for big personal and professional growth. And what I mean by needle moving is the ones that these are going to be the goals that actually move multiple areas of your life in the direction that you want it to go. So not just having, you know, one goal for personal, one goal for family, one goal for work. No, I want you to create some amazing, amazing goals that check off so many different boxes. So I'm so excited to work with you next week and get into this really fun action planning. I hope you enjoyed today. I hope you got some time to yourself as a busy person, as a busy parent that I know you are. I hope you got to just take some grounding time to just reflect, set those intentions, and that you can start thinking about this. And we'll join me next week as we get into goal setting and then the following week into action planning. So thank you so much again. And I hope to see you next week. Thank you for listening. You can access all resources mentioned in this episode via my website, andreabarr.com/podcast. And let's chat on Instagram. I'm at Andrea Barr Coaching and I reply to every DM I get. If you loved this episode, don't forget to quickly hit that button on your podcast app to give me a 5-star rating and drop in a review. It would truly mean the world. And if you're like me and love to share things that you love, send this episode to a friend who you think would appreciate this topic. Thanks again for listening, and I'll chat with you next week.